Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jackson takes a snap, makes a handoff, pass over the middle, is tipped, and let's see the Bills pick it off! Jordan Poyer picks it off! The pass tipped at the line of scrimmage, went high into the air. Went high into the air, Jordan Poyer came up with it. Welcome back to the lineup, Jordan Poyer, the difference-making interception. Jackson.
Poyer, a star yesterday in the Bills' win in Baltimore in the rain. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here to discuss all of it, 803-0550. I know, I can't wait either. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, reverse AFC power rankings, yet to be sponsored. Still out there. I know they're pitching it hard, but they're setting a hard bargain, Bulldog. You don't give these things away.
As well they should.
Actually, we do give these things away.
I have been in deep meetings today with my panel of experts trying to decide how to order the reverse AFC power ring.
I may just go, that part of the work. I may just go rogue tomorrow and put a sponsor on it just myself.
Okay.
If you've been good to me, I might be willing to tag you like that. We're not allowed to do that, actually. It's not encouraged. But I don't know.
It's actually discouraged.
That's a better way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years in. I'm feeling good. I want to mess around a little bit. Maybe. We'll see. You got to tune in and find out. That they do like when you say things like that. All right. Here's Alex with us. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Two quick things. One, just on the Harbaugh decision on fourth down. Heard a lot of discussion. You know, Howard and Jeremy, Sal brought it up a lot. Now you guys. I mean, doesn't it kind of prove out that he made the right decision? Because if they would have kicked the field goal there, we would have got the ball at the 20-yard line, which we did on the interception, and we went all the way down and would have scored. So I kind of don't understand, like, why there's so much discussion on did he make the right call or not, because I think we kind of know what happened if either situation had happened, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I kind of feel like he did make the right call because we would have scored a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So then he would have looked like a coward or, like, you know, I don't know, the weaker – man in that scenario. And then, so interested to get your guys' take on that. And then the second thing is, and I don't know the stats on this, maybe you guys can enlighten me. It was definitely a bend don't break day for our defense yesterday. I mean, incredible outing. I think it's like 12 points they've led up in the second half through four games, which is just amazing. But what is our, I feel like on third down in long situations, we have given up a ton of third down plays. Like, obviously, the big one last week against Miami. And then this week, I feel like there were, like, a number of times where we did a pretty good job of getting the Ravens in third and long situations, and then they somehow convert. Now, obviously, they stopped them when we needed to, and they did definitely have a bend-don't-break day, but it just seems like we can't make the stop when it's third and eight, third and 12, you know?
I'd have to be wrong
on that. It's just a feel thing.
Yeah.
I don't know the stats on that. It's just a feel thing.
I would definitely want to look that up before weighing in. I know yesterday, I have it in front of me, Baltimore was 6-for-13 on third down. I don't have that by distance. So I would want to see where they rank and then figure out if we got something. But I don't know that answer.
Yeah. It is 7 points in the second half all year.
That
they
would be the Dolphins.
You're right. The touchdown after the long pass to Waddle is it. They shut out the Rams, they shut out the Titans, and they shut out the Ravens in the second half of those three games.
Tremendous.
Yeah. I mean, is that any good or what? I mean, you know, to pull away, you know, obviously you need an offense that's potent enough to, like, blow teams out in the second half, but it sure helps when your defense is pitching shutouts.
I promise I won't dwell on this. The caller's point about Harbaugh is good. Yeah. Why are we even discussing this? We know what happened next, you know? Like, sure, you can do that. The Bills drive down the field and win the game, whether you kick the field goal or through the pick, you know? They started at the 20. All of that, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's the problem, not the problem, the result of the play can't enter into. I know this is upside down. This is annoying even.
It shouldn't be used to validate.
The result is, yeah, the result can't be part of the, like, why you go for it is because, in short, the math tells you. What is the math? The math is every game played in the history of the NFL or back to some certain date, before which it would be irrelevant, obsolete to use the data because they didn't throw the ball or anything. So that's what it's based on. It's based on historical evidence. And what happens to teams? The game is tied. There's this much time left. I have fourth down and this many yards to go. That's what that is. And so it's a slight lean toward go for it. It's not massive. This is not like a Marone type level.
Right, yeah.
Or the opposite.
Yeah, I've seen the win probability. I don't think I have it memorized, but the field goal versus the touchdown was only like a 5% win probability difference.
Right, and so part of that too is, you know, what happens if you make it? What are my odds if I'm up 27-20? Right, it's all factored into the numbers. If you don't make the first down or the touchdown, there's a number. I think it was you're 49% to win. But that would presume, usually, the ball being at the 2-yard line or the 1-yard line, because that's where most of the time the ball is going to be if you don't convert. 49% I saw. 50-50 game if Jackson runs and gets stopped. 50-50 game. Your ball, this is kind of what they wanted to do with the overtime rules, or some people have wanted to do with the overtime rules. I get to take, there's a name for it, I don't know it. I get the choice, do I want the ball? Okay, I'll take the ball, then you get to decide where I start from. Or, no, it's the other way around. Actually, I got that mixed up. Somebody announces the yard line, and then the other team says if they want possession or not. Anyway, who cares? It's not the real rule. But back to the point, if the Bills are on the one, they stop Jackson on a sneak. It's their ball on the 1-yard line. The win probability is down the middle. But at the 20, it's 43%, which would be if you miss the field goal. If Tucker, like, if they miss the field goal somehow, the Bills take it at their 20. Same thing. That number is 40. Baltimore's number is 43%. Mm-hmm. It's not the hugest difference, but it's worse. You know, like, it mattered a lot that they started at the 20, not the one or the two.
Yeah, I mean, what the Bills do on offense there. I mean, obviously they know they've got to move the ball and try to get points because punting from there on a 3-and-out is just asking for Tucker to kick a 55-yarder over your head as time expires and you're dead. But still, it's a lot more complicated to run your offense. We know the Bills have trouble running in obvious running situations for the most part, like just generally speaking. So, you know, first and 10 at your 1-yard line with 4 minutes to go, you know, you've seen teams do this. I'm not saying the Bills had to handle it this way, but they might have just tried to get enough room to punt. And, I mean, you're in big trouble. The 20 is such a huge difference. To get that pick was a huge moment in the game. Obviously, it preserved, you know, the tie. It kept them from going ahead of you, but just an incomplete pass there is a very different thing.
2:59 left, the first series of that drive. It's 3rd and 2, and that's the play to Knox. 20-yard pass, like, to set the Bills up big time there. Gets them out near midfield. If that pass is incomplete, the Bills punt it, I bet.
I think that's probably right.
And if it's 23-20, they don't. And Harbaugh said that too.
Right.
All these analysts,
four downs. Yep.
They just can't be bothered to really care about it. You know, like Rex Ryan and these people, they just can't be bothered to really care about it. They just care about feelings and what their dad taught them, maybe. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why it's so hard to sort of open your eyes. But Harbaugh said, too, very easily defined. He gave a great explanation for it. And, okay, yeah, if it's 23-20, the Bills have to go for it on fourth down. They would. The 20-20, they wouldn't, I think. They could have. It would have been seen as insane by the same people. But if it's fourth and two at their 28-yard line in a tie, they're probably almost definitely punting the ball. And so going for it, even when you miss it, gives gives you that possibility that the Bills will punt. And they're never punting again if they're losing from that point forward. Okay. I said that would be short, and it really wasn't. Sorry. Here's Jordan next. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thank you.
Hey, I called earlier in the year before the season started. We were discussing Odell Beckham Jr. and possibly coming to the Bills, just throwing the idea out there. I was opposed to it because of Gabe Davis's playoff performances and Dawson Knox's increased role in the offense. Right now, I'm changing my mind because I think this team really could use another threat. And Dawson Knox, I'm not sure what's going on with him. I'm not sure if it's like the play calling or if he's affected by the tragedy in his family, or he's just coming off a contract year and he overachieved last year. I'm not sure what the issue is with him, but
I can maybe help you. I have no idea what he's. Sorry, Jordan. Let me try to help you. Okay, sorry. We're talking over each other. I have no idea how he's feeling, and I respect that certainly the emotions and that can matter. I don't know. I'd never want to accuse him of it. He's blocking more, so his role is a little different than it used to be. But he was never, I said this all the time, he was never a big target guy anyway. How many targets would Dawson Knox get per game over the years? You know, a couple, three, four.
On average tops, I think.
Yeah, like he's not going to be like your number two target or even number three necessarily target guy. So he is blocking more. It was 20% of pass plays before last week, and it was 7 last year. He was more often in routes last year, but he has never commanded targets in this offense, which made me think that the Bills probably shouldn't sign him. You wouldn't want to sign somebody at those dollars you're not going to throw the ball to him, right? But, you know, he's an athlete and he's popular, and who knows? I mean, if they win the Super Bowl, everything they did will have been right. And I really mean that. Like, it's fine. It doesn't bother me that they did that. But it might look bad someday. If he's getting, you know, one pass a week or whatever, it won't look great.
One other thing to add into that is, you know, we talked already this hour about the running back targets. I mean, you know, sure, you know, you throw the ball 60 times last week. I mean, but there's still only so much of a football to go around. And if running backs, like the ball's coming out faster and Allen is looking, there's more things that are designed for running backs, you know, not to mention just the, you know, outlet, you know, last ditch type thing. But a lot of this has not been that. It's been like this play is for Singletary, right? That's going to cut into Knox. I mean, it almost has to.
Yep. Red zone, I mean, that's where last year 9 touchdowns. Every numbers guy will tell you, look for that to regress, and it's on its way. It has 0 through 4 games, but, you know, it can certainly change back. He's out there, and they know that he's good. You know, they know that he's good enough to count on him in, like, goal to go or whatever. We'll see what happens. So as far as Beckham goes,
I love the idea in July and August, and I still love the idea now, but it's not something that's helping you for another month probably or more.
Right, right. Shakir is next man up here. Like, he is, hopefully now we'll finally, I say finally, get to see, like, what his ceiling might be. Like, he's probably not peak Odell Beckham. He's probably not 2021 Odell Beckham.
Yeah, I'm very bullish on this player, Shakir. But yeah, I would not want to go that far. I think they'll be fine if he's got to play. I want to respect Crowder, veteran, knows what he's doing. They feel like they can count on him. So I don't want to just blow off the loss. here, but this might be a situation where they're forced to do something they would have slow played, and who knows, maybe it even gives them a bump. I think you can trust that kid. So, you know, I hope McKenzie, you know, I don't need them losing both of their slot receivers in 1 week. We saw McKenzie running off the field. I know he's doing his show tonight in East Aurora with Tyler Dunn. None of that is to say he's fine and will clear the concussion protocol, but I'm not that worried about him. I feel like maybe he's Ryan Bates. Like, he'll go through the process this week, and by the end of the week, we'll know he's playing. But if Shakir's got to play, all he does is catch the ball when they throw it to him, and he gets open. I think they'll be all right with him if he's got to play.
If they're really excited about him, you might see Davis inside. I mean, I doubt it, but it's one way they could go about it. If they don't have McKenzie, they won't have Crowder. Eric Wood in 20 minutes. Thanks for your call, Jordan. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.